I want to draw your attention. We're going to look this month at the book of Obadiah, very brief letter. It begins, actually, the Minor Prophets, the very first one that was written. And Obadiah is an interesting character. He lived in a time of terrible things happening in his country. You remember the account that's given to us in 2 Kings of Athaliah, and the one who had brought such bloodshed into her country. Well, Obadiah lived during that particular time and dealt with all of the things that took place during that time. And he begins this little book by saying, "The vision of Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord God concerning," and then it pulls out of all the nations of the earth one, Edom, the descendants of Esau. And he says, "We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Thou that dwelleth in the clefts of the rock, those whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, Who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord." This little book that's given to us in the Old Testament is forever an admonition against pride. Esau was quite proud, the Bible tells us. Read Psalm 10 that gives a description of Edom, of Esau, the one who lifted himself up with pride, the man of the earth, as he's called there, lifted up with pride. His domain was in present-day Jordan. You've probably heard of Petra. You've seen the pictures there of the houses built up into the clefts of the rock there. And the Lord says that the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. It's told you you're high and mighty. That's what your pride has told you. But I'm here to tell you you're going to be low and nothing, and I'm through with you. Though thou exalt thyself like an eagle, where does an eagle nest? Way up in the mountain or way up in the top of a tree, high and lofty. And though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. Now, there's one thing that's told us about Edom. Edom tempted God. Edom tempted God by this statement right here when she said, "Who will take me down to the ground?" Who is there that's mighty enough to bring us down? Who is there among the nations of the earth that's going to be able to take us down? Does that remind you of kind of another nation? Who is there among us that can take us down? We've got the greatest military. We've got the greatest powerful. Everybody looks to us for leadership. And what is our symbol? The eagle. Kind of interesting, is it not? Soaring high in the air. We've got the fastest planes. We've got the greatest armaments in the world. And that's wonderful as long as you don't trust in it. And that's what's happened. We're trusting in that. We're trusting in all of our power and our might to be able to do whatever. We can go in and we can rule the air in Libya. We can rule the air in Iraq and Iran. We can shoot down anything they put up. Who is there among you that can take you down? Folks, you know, one thing about history, what does it do? It repeats itself. And those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. I'm not saying that this is a reference to America at all. What I'm saying is this: if God can take down a pride-filled nation like Edom and Esau, can He take down America? Yes, He can. Can He take down your family? If you lift yourself up with pride, yes, He can. Can He take you down as an individual? If you lift yourself up with pride, He absolutely can. Pride is one of the greatest abominations to God. It's the first one listed in Proverbs 6 of the seven things that are an abomination with God. The very first one. Three words. A proud look. Just looking proud. A proud look. Why? Why do you look proud? Because you are proud. Comes from your heart. This little book that was written, the very beginning of the minor prophets, there's nothing minor about them other than that they're small letters. That's why they call them the minor prophets. Obadiah begins. He's the first one that says, gives us the technical phrase that's used over and over and over again in the latter part of the Old Testament, the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is at hand. He serves as a reminder that no matter how small or how great you may be, that if you lift yourselves up with pride, there is one greater that can take you down. And that is the God of all the universe. That's the God of heaven. Let us not lift our hearts up with pride, but let us let that be crucified in Jesus Christ. And may we, as James says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God. And Peter said that as well. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. That's the place of blessing. That's the place of peace. That's the place, as we learned from Mr. Woods on Wednesday night, that's the place of rest when you humble yourself. There is no rest to the proud, only destruction. May God bless our service today.